Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Today we're exploring something that touches so many lives, the shift, the awakening and the rebalancing that often arise with menopause and midlife. My guest today knows his journey firsthand. Steph McCann was once flying high, quite literally as a cabin crew of British Airways, but in her late 40s, she found herself navigating a completely new destination, menopause. Realising how little she knew about her body and its changing needs, she made a life-changing decision to leave her job, retrain as a holistic health and well-being coach, and help others rediscover their energy, joy and balance. She now works with people worldwide, guiding them through better sleep, stress management and digestive health, and more helping them take the hard out of health. Steph, welcome to Feng Shui Your Way.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Janine. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
So just before we came on the show, Steph and I had a little chat, and of course she used to be an airline hostess. And I have just come back from my birthday in Lisbon. And just before I was about to get on the plane, I said to my friend, I've got a really funny feeling about this plane. And she's like, no, you'll be all right. It's not one of your feelings, Janine. It'll be fine. Text my son. I said, hi. Got a funny feeling about this plane. Is it windy where you are? And he's, not that he lives anywhere near Gatwick Airport. And he said, no, Mum, it's fine. You'll be fine. Came in. You probably know these sort of stories, Steph, because you went through. Came in. I thought, those wings were a bit flappy. And then all of a sudden, the back seemed to land and then it took off again. Oh my God, I didn't leave the screaming, but there was screaming. Then he circled for a bit. So luckily during the journey, the captain came out and I saw him. So when I realised that, I sent him lots of Reiki. So when he came down for the second time, which was even bumpier, he literally went boom, boom, and the whole plane landed. And then there was a scream, everyone congratulating. Ever happened to you?
Yes. Yeah. And it's people are, and I think as well now with the distraction of being able to have your phone on board, a lot of people aren't really looking out the window so much. So it comes as a real surprise. Whereas before, most people were just like, okay, well, we'll just sit here and twiddle our thumbs and wait patiently to land. But it can come as a shock now because we are not aware of environment. But it's interesting that you were. So that was a good job. Nothing to do with this training, but we always need a good dose of energy as well.
So let's start now. I don't know how not to stop talking. That's my problem. So let's start with your story. You spent years as cabin crew for British Airways. That's quite a shift to holistic health. What inspired you your career change?
Was it inspiration? No, it was necessitation, I think.
Okay.
I think it was. It got to that point where I just realised that my energy was well off. My ability to multitask was very much depleted, and I was always a plate spinner. And being crew, you are a multitasker. You're that pivot between the pilots and the crew and the passengers. And you just notice that your coping mechanism is changing, your waistline starts to change. And I just felt not myself at all. And a lot of women will attest to that too. But to do a job like that was becoming extra challenging. So long story short, I just landed back from New York one day and looked at myself in the mirror and I thought, how did I end up here? How did I end up her? Who is that woman? I don't recognize. So it kind of sparked off a curiosity journey of what is going on in our bodies? Why are we so disconnected? Why does this stage of life that wasn't talked about as much 6 years ago, now we've got the bandwagoners and lots of information about menopause, but still a lot of confusion. And I wanted to know how my biological car really worked. And I did some research. COVID presented the opportunity for me to take some voluntary redundancy, and I skipped off to the College of Naturopathic Medicine, where I did a health coaching diploma. And that to me was the biggest gift that I could give myself, where I could actually stop and look at what I needed to feel happy, content, energized, and really what the raw materials we are, what we need as human beings, what they are, and understanding the importance of nutrition, the importance of proper self-care, and more importantly, keep your awareness up of what is going, because our environment's changing all the time. Whatever introduction comes into our way of being and our culture, it will have an impact in some way. And the way that we are in this world now, midlife, I think, is taking an extra slice out of our energy.
Interesting, interesting. I mean, COVID changed so many people's. I knew a few people that took early redundancy and went on to learn something else. It must have been inside you, but because you were forever going, getting on a plane, going long destination, short destination, you never got to realize what it was. And just having that time out was a really interesting, because I love how you said your wake up call was looking in the one of my next questions is, what's your wake up call? You've already answered it, looking in a mirror. And it's scary, isn't it? Because you look in the mirror and you think, well, what happened? I mean, we naturally avoid mirrors. We put our makeup on, but we don't actually look at it because we know what we're going to do. So I totally get that. So I realized when I was talking to some people, well, quite a few people, many people in midlife start to lose a connection to their energy, yeah, their sense of self, their confidence. So you said that you started to feel more connected. Can you explain that energy a little bit more? How that felt, how you went, right, I'm not going to do this, I'm going to do this. What was it? Wasn't just looking in the mirror, it was something else.
Yeah, I think it was, well, for a start, I think certainly that the lockdown experience was different, and that was the time that I started studying. So I had no distraction. I was able to go all in, and I was, a keen student. I had my new notebooks and pencils, and I thought, I'm going to really embrace this. So I went in with good energy and intention at the time, because people had always said to me previously, you're such a good listener and you are good at helping people solve problems. And, I would sit and have 2 a.m. in the morning jump seat chats with people and strangers. And then, so it takes a while to get to know yourself, and we need space to do that. And that's what we lack sometimes in modern life. So it was very much a gift for me. So the energy around the change was good. For all there was a lot of fear and uncertainty, we also had a chance to have some peace and quiet, to kind of hear ourselves think. So from that point of view, having the space to study and learn well was a welcome thing, and not having to cram in studying in between flights and being down route. So it was great to be able to absorb everything that I was learning. And I want to talk about the energetics of, obviously, we have this sense, we can feel like you did when something's not right. But in terms of physical energy, how do we create more energy in our bodies? So it was understanding more about the way our cells behave, what our cells need to thrive, and what goes on inside all of our cells. So we have these little energy making factories called mitochondria, and they need the raw materials of certain foods, and we need to be able to move our bodies well, because movement creates more mitochondria. So I was not in the know of all this information. How can you get to 48 and not we know more about how our cars work. We have to keep our cars valid for the road, but there's no one out there saying, actually, it'd be really good if you could have a kind of diagnostic check once a year, and know exactly what you're doing. And that's just not always possible. But one thing is for sure is that we have to take responsibility. It's great to have a support act in the NHS, but the NHS wasn't set up for the way our life is now, and we're in charge. So to help people get some more education around the way our body works is something that I do without feeling that they've been hit over the head and it's all very sciencey. It's helping people understand what they need in terms of what they need on their plate, what they need to be putting on their skin to nourish their skin, because that's an important sense that we have. We feel things, where the hairs stand up on our arms or the back of our neck. And that's what keeps us, at the sharp end of good health. And it's the right foods, the right activities, having some boundaries in our lives where we're not people pleasing too much. And as cabin crew, we're always playing beat the clock. It's always about getting the customers served. And a lot of the crew on the short flights, they're just maybe throwing a bread roll over their neck, just to get them through the flight. And is it any wonder that people in menopause that are working full time are the ones that are struggling more?
And going back to being on a plane as I was only a few days ago, you know, I'm not saying this is about awkward customers, but your job isn't just about giving them coffee or tea or whatever. You're dealing with the raw people who are frightened of planes, who don't like the people sitting behind them, who don't want to sit in the, where their suitcase has gone to the back, even if they're in the first, second row. All these very simple things that actually. This is where you grow with your energy because you've dealt with these people firsthand in traumatic situations for them.
Yes,
What I'm
yeah,
saying.
absolutely. It's an interesting day out. Sometimes it's very fluid, but sometimes, and you'll know this yourself, it's like one thing goes wrong and there's a cascade and things happen and people are observing. They're sitting and they're watching things that are going on, and it is interesting when I think back at, even when you're on a real short flight and someone asks for a Bloody Mary. Well, guess what? The person in the row behind is asking for a Bloody Mary. So your stress is going up, and the energy is palpable, you can feel it. So you are like that swan. It's calm above, but you're pedaling like crazy underneath to try. And it's like a production. Every flight's like a production, and you don't quite know who your stage manager is going to be and your crew. At the pilots, are they going to be very much, well, close the door and let me get on with it? Are they going to be out and be part of the team? Every single day is interesting. So it's been a massive learning curve, and I wouldn't change the order in which things have happened, but it was definitely time to hang up my wings when I thought I needed to save. I needed to put on that oxygen mask first analogy, as we often hear. It was so true.
I have room 101 for me is backpacks. Okay, people have no idea about backpacks, yeah, and they forget they're on their back. And when you're on a plane, boof, 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 they're knocking into you left, right, and centre. And I was saying to my friend, we were flying over to Lisbon for my birthday. I went, do you know, this flight is Rimo 101 completely and utterly. When we got to our hotel in Lisbon, they gave us the keys for room 101. I was like, really? Really? Are you joking? If I told the universe too many times 101? Anyway, let's get back into
I'm
the.
just going to interrupt you there. That is so bizarre. I stayed in a hotel 2 weeks ago and I was in room 101.
Is it? Speaking of,
Yeah,
can we talk? I'm going to talk.
absolutely.
So I'm just going to stop for a little advert. You're listening to Feng Shui Your Way with Janino on UK Health Radio. Up next, Steph shares her favourite natural strategies for better sleep, less stress, and more balance at any stage. Stage. Age. Stage. Stay tuned.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
So, Steph, I missed the question that I was going to ask you because I think it's quite important, actually. What did you discover about how lifestyle and small change habits affect how we feel at this stage? Is there any small changes you can make and suddenly you start to feel better?
Yes, there is.
Yes.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
Just a
And
couple.
the thing is, we respond well to small changes because, we don't, unless there's a big seismic shift and something happens in our life that takes us in a very different direction rapidly. When we wake up one day, that has been a slow trajectory of how we've arrived at that place, unknowingly, whether it's hormone changes that are going on, But everything we do impacts this. And I think when we see that it's small changes that will always win, the problem is that we're not very patient. We like the instant gratification, and that's where the struggle comes in for people. So when it comes to making changes, if we make such a rapid left turn, if you like, to try and do to get to the place where we want to be, it's likely to fail because we haven't really thought it out. We haven't really attached our thinking to why do I want to change, and why is it so important? And when we put the whys and the reasons behind things, and we attach the actions that we need to take to that why all the time, that is key for people. I really work with people that say, "Tell me what to do and I'll do it," because they haven't bought into the why and the rationale. And what I would say to people is, if there is one thing that you can do to start with, is not jump out of bed to an alarm within, seconds, is let your nervous system level out. You've woken up. You've got another day. And that day might feel heavy based on what's been happening in your life. But equally, you get to open your eyelids and go, still here? That's great. Think about taking some really big, deep breaths, because for all rest and sleep is a nourishing and necessity as a pillar of our health. We obviously can't live without that. We've maybe had quite a traumatic time in bed. We've maybe been too hot, and certainly as a person in menopause, that could be a key thing. The room could be messy. We're going to bed with a cluttered head. Things like that, all of these things are impacting our sleep. So we wake up, we might not always feel refreshed, but when you've got a chance to just have a few minutes of breathing and considering, and you're not then rushing into another stress state, that's one of the easiest things to do. And you make that promise to yourself, what's the one thing I'm going to do for myself today? And put it in your calendar, whether it's a paper calendar, and put it in there. If it's 10 minutes out for you, where you get to just breathe, maybe do a little bit of stretching, or speak to someone that gives you a bit of joy or lifts you up. Because it's not just always about the food on our plate, it's about all our little actions that are making our day enjoyable and worthwhile. And it doesn't always have to be a mammoth thing, or we get that big high of happiness because we've been entertained or we've gone somewhere. Learning to parent ourselves more is the key, massively. So whatever it is people want to change, give yourself that pause. We wake up, we're jumping on our phones, we're getting a barrage of news. It's an assault on our senses. So we have to learn to calm our nervous systems down. That is first and foremost.
Interesting you should say that because I'm into gratitude in the morning, saying thank you for what happened the day before. I've only been doing it since I've really been doing a lot of manifesting. But one of the things I've realized is because I was always get out of bed, got to do this, got to be that, got to get a car, got to do this, feed the animals, all the street cats, all the stuff that I do. But now I take that time, like you said, and breathe. And interesting you should say about and realize that we've got another day and other people don't. I know no, you don't have to think of it like that, but realize you're here to enjoy the day, which I think is really, really important. So on that point, what's your feel good factor? What makes you feel good?
What makes me feel good? Being around other people that I can learn from and that make me laugh. I really tap into other people's energy and their vibe and their generosity and kindness, and that they're doing interesting things. I get inspiration from that. And then that in itself becomes a domino effect for our hormones and our neurotransmitters, because even if we have had a day where we feel depleted and maybe we've not eaten the foods that will set us up for energy, in terms of sustenance, being around the right people, or being around having people around you that can say, let me help you with that. Because this is going back to sort of basic tribe communities where people are working together. And as much as I love my own space and time, I do really enjoy being around people, not every single day, but there are times when I know that that is a go-to for me. It's a definite feel-good factor. And being out in nature, for sure, 100%. We are living in these boxes, and those boxes can sometimes be beautiful, sometimes they can be chaotic, sometimes they can be noisy. But when we get back into nature and we are around plants and trees and rivers and animals, that in itself is one of the best things that we can do for ourselves, on the proviso that we're not super allergic, because that environment can be quite stressful for some people. I appreciate that. There are definitely two things that keep me on the straight and narrow, and I get thinking time when I'm walking and I'm doing that. Because if there's no time in our lives to change, the change will rarely happen. And so you can think and get connected to, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to make time for that, and it's going in the diary. And that is really, we respond well to that when we've got it carved, that piece of time carved out, for sure.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Our listeners don't know how you and I met. I was talking at a charity, and Steph came up to me, just randomly started talking, and I thought, wow, this woman's got some massive energy. I really, really like her. I really liked her immediately, and of course, I'm all about energy, and so I had to have you on my show because I just wanted get to know what you are like. And one of the things that I was going to ask you, so what sort of people come to you, and how do you help them with, obviously don't give any secrets away, but if our listeners wanted to come to you, what would they come to you for?
So I do work mainly with people over 35. I have worked with a couple of younger people, but they were sort of referrals. But at the end of the day, there's always a thing we want to get past or improve. And the most important thing is getting, like you've just said about me, you get the essence of someone. Do they really want to change? Are they willing to make some time and space to do this? And it's often people that have, they just don't feel that they're coping, or their energy is very depleted, or they feel a bit lost, or they have digestive health issues. I've seemed to have narrowed that down when I look over my client history of who I've worked with. So for me, the fascination with the gut brain connection, that's really what kind of got me into being more curious about my biology and the way my body worked. I so know that good digestive health is the underpin for so much, and so much disease is the offshoot of that. Basically, the way our digestive tract is working and the way our nervous system is interacting with that. So I've helped people that have poor sleep. Am I a sleep expert? No, but I certainly know the things that sabotage our sleep, the things that interrupt it, the way that life is now is very different. Our circadian rhythms are well thrown out. So again, giving them that light education about that, helping them eat the right foods at the right time of day, that's a big thing. So I've helped people in that regard. People with irritable bowel syndrome, again, we're manifesting so much in our gut, we're holding so much, the butterfly feeling, that nervy feeling, or holding on to stuff where people are experiencing, constipation, extreme constipation, and that is a terrible thing, because there's so much toxic waste building up there. And people that are, when they feel it's like an anxiety, and I'm going to allude to mental health here. For me, there's too much polarization of mental health from a, I'm not coping because I feel fragile, or I feel vulnerable. And when you go back to the basics of the right foods in your body, setting up the right neurotransmitters, that in itself can take away that feeling of nervousness, anxiousness, anger, agitation, all of that. And when people realize that everything that they put in their mouth is information and instruction to their cells. Actually, your mental health, you're just one person. You are a whole being. And the polarization of the mental aspect. For me, I know that experience can affect the way we are, the way we've been brought up affects the way we are. But when we remove ourselves from that and go, actually, I could possibly have a fresh page here to make myself feel a good bit better. And when people understand and you put that person at the heart of what they're doing, regardless of their age, cognitive well-being, whatever is going on for them, it's magic. It is absolutely magic.
Yeah. So we're just going to go for a little break. You're tuned into Feng Shui Your Way. My guest today is Steph McCann. After the break, we'll explore natural ways to restore calm, joy, and self-connection, plus Steph's tips for anyone ready to take control of their well-being.
The station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
We're back, and I wanted to ask you something. I was listening to you, and one of the things you said, discomfort rarely stems from standalone issues. So could you explain that a little bit more for our listeners? I know you said about the gut and the stress and everything to go, but when someone comes to you, they will come with one, but there's generally more than one thing.
There's often more than one thing, and that's why I spend 2 to 2.5 hours getting to know that person. But before I dive into all the body systems, because I want to just get them, a bit like yourself, you get the measure of someone, the things that they're interested in. I'll get them to maybe think about 5 words that actually, when they stop to think about what's important to them, because we're living mostly on autopilot in this world. You know, convenience is I think it's an interesting thing. We want more time to do the fun things, but it feels like it's somehow backfiring. So putting people at the heart of their life, and it's not about the condition. When you are helping people smooth out the edges of every area of their life, guess what? That there's a natural healing in that ability, and suddenly the thing that you wanted to overcome feels just so much more manageable, because our bodies are designed to heal. When we cut ourselves, you know, within a few days, it's gone crusty. All the cells have gone around and arrived at that area and made it all well and put the skin back together. And I think this whole, and also a lot of people still think of the energy thing as woo-woo, but you can't kill energy. You
No.
can't kill energy. It's there. And it's a case of making it, helping it make sense for you. So when I have these conversations with people, I'm always drip feeding them some nuggets of, and they're like, oh, I didn't know that. So they're getting the light bulbs going off. And then they start to become curious in their own well-being. So when we go through all the body systems, I want to get an idea of how their digestive health is working, what their musculoskeletal health is like, where are their barriers or difficulties. So we go through all that, and for the most part, it's okay. But there will be, it's a bit like putting on your Inspector Clouseau hat. Sometimes they'll say something about one thing, and I'm like, they could be saying, well, I'm really high in allergies. So I'm thinking, okay, well, that's a gut thing, because it's they're not been able to maybe break down and process histamine. So even telling them some things that are helpful about the foods that they could eat that would help support their histamine response, so that it's not an overreaction. So being able to understand and put the pieces together, it sitting around the table, it's like putting a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle
Yeah.
together. But they're right at the heart of it. They're doing it with me. You know, I'm not projecting onto them or just going, well, there's a script and go and get this supplement, that supplement, and eat this and you'll be golden. It's not like that. They're very much involved. And that's the beauty of health coaching holistically, because they're getting a chance to appraise all areas. So it is just such a lovely thing. But because we are time poor now, people aren't they're not maybe aware this service is here. And I had an interesting chat with someone the other day who is an employee, and they get private health care, and they were assigned to a dietitian, and And it was a cold experience. It was just like, well, do that and do that and make sure you're having a palm-sized piece of protein. And it's there was no real, how's this affecting you? You know, what would be good? What could help? There was no inquisitive aspect to that person. So, you know what? We are really interesting, and we should be really interested in ourselves to be able to go, I deserve this. I deserve this time, and I deserve more than what I'm giving myself. And we have this crazy, you know, angel and demon conversations with ourselves and berate ourselves, put ourselves down. But ourselves are always listening to that, you know, they really are. And it's just when you become a better parent or a pal to yourself, so many things take care of themselves.
So what I'm getting out of you is, excuse me, just getting over a cold. It's never too late to listen to our body, is it?
Not ever, not ever, and that is something that we give up our energy and capability and our ambition, because well, that's what you do at 75, and you know we'll sit here and we'll talk about our hospital appointments, and it's like I do not want to be that person. I want to be. I'm not saying I'm out there being a trailblazer. I'm not, but I just want more choice and agency over my life when I'm older. And it's not about perfectionism, but it's understanding that we need a different set of rules to live by. And you know what? There's people that go out there and play by the rule book all the time, and something happens to them at 50. And it's why not see that you are just here for a spell and make it as good as you can be, and not put an upper limit. And I hear so many things where people have been given a diagnosis and they put a time limit on it. And it's almost like they've set the sat nav for themselves. And it's like, well, they've said, I've got 6 months to live. Oh, well, I've got 6 months to live. BS. I'm sorry. It's BS.
100%. The boss of UK Health Radio wrote a book, has written a book, it's out there, Reversing Cancer, Johnny Inglefoot's, and I've read it, and he got cancer, beat it, got it a second time, was only given so long to live, and he changed his life the way he thought it, you know, what it was a wake-up call. But what you're saying to us now, by the way, it's a really good book. But what you're saying to us now is we can do it for ourselves now. We don't,
Yeah.
we're getting the warnings. So now is the time, you know, to go and do it. So one of the things I wanted to say, you know, you've brought holistic into it, but it's also quite metaphysical, isn't it? Because fruits and threads and all this sort of thing. So when people come to you, they come with menopause or one of the other things you've talked about. They'll come in, they'll have like a couple of hour session with you. Just talk me through what it would look like coming to see you.
Okay, so initially we'll have a sort of connection call, a discovery call to see if it's the right thing. And what I explain to them is that it's, you know, I'm a nosy cow. I want to know everything about them. But it's more a let me get as much of a picture built up around you and get the essence of the person. So that will be a 2.5 hour deep dive session. So what I call it is my health spotlight offer, in that it just gives you 4 weeks to have time to really consider and understand what's going on and why things might be impacting. And sometimes we do have to refer on to other people if there's something quite technical that needs help. You know, I don't have a magic wand, but I do want people to know that they have got more control over their health than they realize, by giving them that education and support. Then when I ask them what's the one thing that they would like to have more of or less of, or improve, and we get to the root cause of that. So we establish that. And then I write them up a 4 week coaching plan of week one, we're going to do this small change, week two, and a plus one, and week three, and another plus one. So we have the multiplier, but they know exactly, because what we do really respond well to is specific direction, because we're, if it's too vague, people are out like, well, maybe I should do this on that day or that. It, I just have what, and I've learned that was something that I wanted to give everybody everything that I ever knew, because I was so keen as a new coach to just, you need, stick a USB in your ear, hey, listen to this. But people are ready to learn at their own pace. And I'm acutely aware of that now. So I'll give them a 4 week thing. Every week we have a 10-minute check-in because there's no point in me going, well, off you pop, there you are. And in 4 weeks' time, something's happened or something hasn't been right for them, or they didn't respond well to one of the recommendations. And I'll give you an example. So my latest client is a chap, and he's been to gastroenterologists and been put on FODMAP diets and still experiencing poor gut health. And again, we've looked at him and his life, his person, his whole picture. And he's making great inroads. So I spoke to him about kombucha because we're trying to sort of swap out harmful fizzy drinks when they're consumed a lot. I won't, say too much about that. And I said, well, give some kombucha a try because that's a good probiotic and it's still a like for like thing. But for him, it was just too vinegary. It just wasn't his jam. And I'm like, well, that's okay. I need to know that. So I'm holding people's hands all the way through. And then for some, it feels like the stabilizers have come off and they feel that they've got something that's workable, repeatable, and then their own curiosities will take them off, and that's absolutely fine. Some people then still want some check-ins, and they really enjoy the accountability, and that's great too. So it's always person-centered. There's never a hard sell. There's never crazy offers online where you can't get to the checkout for 25 off. It's just not like that. It's me and you in a room getting a plan together, and most people are leaving that room sitting up taller, breathing better, eyes a bit more sparkly.
Perfect. Steph, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your story with such honesty and warmth.
Thank you.
It's a powerful reminder that self-care isn't indulgent, it's essential. And even then, even when life changes direction, there's always a way to find balance again. If you'd like to connect with Steph McCann, you can find her online or on a social media under Steph McCann Holistic Health Coach. We will be putting all her details at the end of the show. And so just wanted to say thank you for coming on, Steph.
Thank you for having me. It's been a real joy to chat.
Okay, guys, until next time. Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.